Hey everyone, welcome to the course on finding real estate deals. Hopefully you know me by now, but if not, my name's Chad Carson. You can call me Coach Carson. Really happy to have you here in this course. This is one of the my favorite topics to teach, as I'll share with you, because it's one of the most important topics in real estate investing. And in this particular video, this is the first video of the course, I'm going to give you an introduction on what you will learn and what you can expect from the rest of the course. And the first thing I want to start with, because it's a core part of what the name of the course is talking about what it is to find a deal. So what is a deal? And I'm going to define this very broadly because so many of you have different approaches to real estate investing. You might be flipping houses. You might be renting houses. You might be buying in different locations. Some of you might be buying in Southern California, others in somewhere in Nebraska. You know, those are very different markets and different approaches. So what I'm going to define a deal as, what we're looking for and what I'm helping you find in this course, is any property or a property that meets your investment criteria. So whatever that is. And so the scope of this course isn't defining what your investment criteria are. That's something I cover a lot in other articles and the Real Estate Start School course. But I do want to mention that if you have criteria, if you know what a good deal is, this course is all about helping you find that. So it's sort of like the treasure hunt of saying, all right, I know what I'm looking for, or I have a general idea what I'm looking for. Now let's go figure out a way to find it. And I want to tell you up front that this skill of finding those good deals, of going out and hunting them out and successfully having that treasure hunt, is pretty much the number one skill of the real estate investing business. And I'll tell you a quick story about me. When I first started my investing business, I was 23 years old. I just graduated from college. And the priority for me, I didn't know anything else about the rest of the business. I had just graduated in biology with a biology degree and a German degree. So I had about zero experience in business or real estate for that matter. I was living in the spare bedroom at my parents' house. But what I did, just reading a few books and kind of learning, I realized that the very first part of the entire business, that everything, you know, you can learn how to manage, you can learn how to remodel properties, you can learn how to get financing, but everything depended on that very front part of the business, which is finding good deals. So if you get good at that, you get really good at that, then everything else can work. If you don't get good at that, if you don't have this skill, then really everything else doesn't matter. So you can think about this as a bottleneck or sort of a small point of the funnel of actually buying good deals and being a successful real estate investor, and that the better you get at this, the more it's going to open up the flow of what can work and what can be successful in the rest of the business. So I guess I'm just congratulating you on focusing on this skill and improving this skill and challenging you too, that it's not going to be an overnight thing, but if you work on this and you commit to this and you try to get really, really good at it, then it's going to be a skill that pays off in spades. It really paid off for me, going back to my story, when I focused almost all of my time on this skill early on, and I became a deal finder for other people. So I had landlords, I had people flipping houses, and they all were always looking for deals. And so I was out hunting them down using a lot of the techniques you're going to learn in this course. And because of that, I became valuable to them, even though I didn't know how to do anything else in the business. So that's sort of just the precursor of why this is a good thing for you to study. The entire skill that we're going to be learning in this course of finding good deals, I sort of break it down into four general categories that you're going to learn about. The first one is just basic marketing principles. So this is a course, as much as anything, about marketing yourself, marketing your business to go out and find good deals. And so I'm going to talk to you about what I see as some of the kind of marketing 101 principles, the foundation that everything else is going to build on. And so that's part number one. Part number two is we're going to talk about a marketing plan. So once you get those principles down, we're going to work it backwards, and we're going to start with whatever your goal is for the number of deals you want, and we're going to work it backwards and create a plan, a written plan or a typed plan if you want to do it on a computer, so that you'll have something to follow. I'm really big on plans and processes. If you've worked with me a little bit, you probably have figured that out. And so a marketing plan is basically putting in writing how you plan to succeed in finding deals and down to the nitpicky details of what your next action is going to be. So that's going to be a lot of fun to put that marketing plan together. The third part is really a meaty part of the course. I'm going to go over a lot of different lead generation strategies. So these are different ways. I compare it to like fishing. Like if you're going out and fishing, you'd want to put a lot of fishing lines in the water to try to catch fish. Well, that's similar to what we're trying to do here. You're trying to treasure hunt and look for deals, find good deals. So we need to put as many lead generation strategies out there as you can afford. And I'm going to talk about some that are very budget, low budget options, some that are more expensive, but I'm going to go over those lead generation strategies and almost like a menu at a cafeteria, you get to pick which ones make sense for you at this point in your business. And then part four, all of that lead generation and bringing those leads in won't work unless you have some kind of strategy to capture those leads. And that could be as simple as having a phone, but I'm going to talk about a little bit about having a strategy around that. But it could also be as complicated as having a website, having a automated service to take your phone calls for you. So there's a lot of options there, but I want to talk about some systems for capturing leads and then screening them, because you're going to get a lot, if you do this successfully, you're going to have a lot of things coming in, a lot of options coming in. So how do you determine which one of those prospects are the best ones for you to focus on? So that will be step number four, lead capture and screening. The final message I'll give you in this opening intro lesson is to commit to the process. So you see my little man there going up the stairs. You know, whether it's your entire real estate business or whether this is this focus on finding good deals, I'm a big proponent of focusing a little bit on the goal that you want. So you want to do a good deal, you want to get some properties in that you can make money on. But if you want that result to happen, you really have no direct control over the result. You can't actually today do a good deal. All you can do is do the next step in the process. And that's really what you're going to get out of this course, is you're going to get a process, get a mode of thinking, and you're going to get some step-by-step systems that if you follow those steps, if you commit to them, you do them, and I can't do that for you, you're the one who has to do those steps. If you'll do those are things you have direct control over. And as a result, if you do them consistently and you do them well and you get better and better over time, the result of finding good deals will take care of itself. So commit to the process, kind of get that in your head that's your strategy, and then just start following the course and learn as you go. So my question for you, I always like to ask questions during these lessons at the end, and I hope you'll interact and let me know what you're thinking in the comments below, is to tell me what do you hope to learn out of this course? I've told you some of my expectations and what you can expect here, but what do you hope to learn? What are some specific things you hope you're going to get out of it? And just tell me what you're thinking. Love to hear from you. There's some comments below the lesson here, and I'll be watching those and respond as well. In the next lesson, we're going to get into how deal finding really works. So we're continuing these intro lessons, and I just want to give you the big picture of how do you successfully make this whole thing work? How do you find deals? It's sort of like the linchpin, the secret, if you will, of finding good deals. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next lesson. See you soon.